All right, I want to bring in now, because I know he's visiting with us for a brief moment this afternoon, the president of CBS Radio, Dan Mason. Dan!
Hi, Terry.
It's good to talk to you, brother.
Well, that was very quick. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, I knew that you were traveling this afternoon. I was going to take this interview when I found it here.
Well, thank you for having me this afternoon.
I called you for a couple of reasons. First off, congratulations on your award from the National Association of Broadcasters. You're going to get a National Radio Award. That's very nice, and we're all proud of you.
Well, first of all, let me say that probably the only way I would have ever gotten on WHS radio was to win this award.
Well, that's absolutely right. That's what I heard.
That would be the only way I could have ever gotten on. So thank you very much. I'm proud, and thank you for saying that.
All right. Now, the other reason that I haven't mentioned anybody is that you are a Louisvillian.
I am.
Grew up here. And then when I kept reading your bios, I read it in national trade magazines, and then I read in my St. X High School newsletter all about your career. But when I read all the national things, none of them mentioned the fact that you were on the radio in Louisville.
Oh, yeah. I was on the old WKLO in about early to mid-70s, and I was on with Bill Love, Tom Kennedy, and...
That's right.
We had Mike Rivers, and... who's now passed on. We had Ron Lake. I mean, we had a really good staff. And, you know, back in the day, there was a great top 40 radio battles there with WKLO. And
Wacky. And we own both of those frequencies here now. 790s right across the hall from me, 1080s right down the hall. Now, it was a big battle, and you were the late night guy on KLO. Let's take a listen, folks.
WKLO. Junior walking all the stars. What does it take to win your love from me? 209, this is Dan Mason.
Santa, we treat you nice.
If you thought seriously about going to the can, man, sit tight and think of all the dangers of carrying that little extra gas in your trunk. One little bump and it all goes up in smoke. Louisville environment, increasing cloudiness and cold through tomorrow. High today 45, a low tonight 30, a high tomorrow 35, currently 42. WKLO.
That's you.
That's great. You're not. What's really interesting is that instead of the weather, there was a stage that we went through when we wanted to talk about it in the green era of the environment. So they changed all the weather forecast to the environment forecast.
See, nothing ever really changes. It all just recycles in broadcasting.
Oh, that's great. So I brought back some good memories.
All right. You had a guy at KLO who said, you know, I don't know how your career is going to go for you. That's what I understand from somebody else who said, I don't know if this is for you or not. And now you're the president of CBS Radio. Things have gone well for you, Dan Mason.
Well, thank you, Terry. I've had a good career, and I've had so many great people along the way, colleagues, especially now my colleagues at CBS. So great company to work for, and it's been an amazing ride.
Well, how is it that radio has taken so many punches in the face over the last 80 years and survives? They throw everything at you and say that radio's gone, and yet here we thrive.
You know, it's interesting. If you think about, you know, driving into that parking lot at St. X back in 1969, which is the year I graduated, I had, next to the radio, I had an 8-track cassette player. And after that, we saw regular cassettes. After that, we saw CDs. Then we saw the advent of satellite radio. And now, other forms of personalized radio will make their way to the audio dashboard. But you know what? The radio has been there. The AM and FM radio stations have been there. They're, because that's radio. And radio's got a special uniqueness of companionship. People listen to WHAS because they want to be entertained. It's not a music service. It's a whole package of entertainment, but the reason that they listen to WHAS is they depend on that information, they depend on the companionship to get them through their day. And that, as long as we do a good job within that area, I think that there's a place for us on the dashboard for several years to come, and probably after your long-term retirement, I'm sure, too.
I'm hoping that's a long way down the road. And the Crusade for Children is another example of localized programming and what it does in terms of reaping benefits locally.
I can remember Crusade for Children back when I was, 10, 11 years old, running out to that street and putting money in the fireman's boot. I can remember all that. And it's so amazing. That's really wonderful news to hear that still exists in Louisville. So
yeah. $5.2 million we raised last weekend, so there you go.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
All right, well, I want to congratulate you on your national award and let people know that another St. X guy made it to the top in radio.
Well, we have to represent. You know, we have to stand up and represent. Watch out for those Trinity guys.
That's right. Right you are. Dan, good to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Dan Mason from WKLO back in the day, now the president of CBS Radio in New York.
You want to go get it? Let's get it right now. Come go with me. Staple Singers with Dan Mason at Truth 20.
Little did he know back then.